The numbers keep climbing. More than 240,000 people in the U.S. have tested positive for COVID-19. More than a third of those are in New York, where hospitals have been overwhelmed. But as dense urban areas in New Jersey, California, and other states struggle to manage the virus, let's check in now on a state that is facing a very different challenge. We're joined from Kansas by that state's Governor Laura Kelly. Governor, thank you for being here. And Kansas has just over 500 confirmed cases. Very few people have died compared to other states, but experts are predicting that caseload will keep going up and peak near the end of this month. Are you going to have the capacity to take care of everyone?
Well, if Kansans do what they need to do, we will have the capacity. We've done some modeling, and if we can sort of reduce the movement of folks, which was the purpose of our stay-home order and purpose of shutting down our school buildings, if we can get Kansans to cooperate and stay home, and we can increase reduction in movement, the projections that we've done show that we will have enough ICU beds, enough ventilators to handle the caseload. If they don't, then we will need to make other arrangements, which we are already making, you know, looking to expand our capacity in case we don't reach that goal.
Now, you instituted that stay-at-home order on Monday. That's when it started. But most of your next-door neighbors have not done that. Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma only have partial stay-at-home orders or none at all. Is your order effective if neighboring states aren't doing the same thing?
Well, I think it would be more effective if everybody would just go this way. We deal with emergencies on a regular basis out here in the Plains States. We have wildfires, for instance, and trust me, I know they know no border. You know, they can start in Oklahoma and come right up into Kansas. We share borders, and disasters tend not to respect borders. And neither will this virus. So, yeah, it would be very, very helpful if everybody just goes ahead and puts the stay-at-home order in place.
Governor, I want to ask you about something that the president's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner said in the White House daily briefing yesterday. Listen to this.
And the notion of the federal stockpile was it's supposed to be our stockpile. It's not supposed to be state stockpiles that they then use. So we're encouraging the states to make sure that they're assessing the needs, they're getting the data from their local situations, and then trying to fill it with the supplies that we've given them.
Governor, as the governor of a state, what's your reaction to those comments that the federal stockpile is not meant for the states?
Well, that's exactly what it's meant for. And it always has been and has to continue to be. You know, actually, Kansas has put in a request for hundreds of thousands of masks, swabs, testing kits, and all of those kinds of things. We have received word that the orders were approved and filled, but we haven't seen the shipment. So the federal government absolutely has a responsibility to gather that stuff together and then to distribute it. I think part of the biggest problem was that when it was evident that this was going to be an issue months and months ago, that should have been the time that the feds were stockpiling all of the equipment and the testing and everything else we knew we were going to need. They didn't do that. They got a very late start, and we're all paying the price for that right now. So I would dismiss what Mr. Kushner said. That is absolutely not the way that it is supposed to work.
Are you having regular conversations with the White House about what you need?
You know, the National Governors Association sponsors a call once a week. There is a White House call, usually with the president and the vice president, and then Fauci and a few others from health or defense or whoever. And I participate in those calls, but I have found that the best way for me to deal directly with these issues is to go through my federal congressional delegation, Senator Moran, Senator Roberts, because they've got, you know, channels to the folks that need to be alerted to what Kansas needs. So I'm tending to go that way versus, you know, asking on the phone call to the White House. I just think for Kansas, it's a more effective way to deal with it.
I want to ask you one more question. The last time we talked with you, it was about the fact that you had reached a deal with Republican lawmakers to expand Medicaid in Kansas. Do you expect that a lot more people are going to need that now with the economic situation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, the reality is if we were to expand Medicaid tomorrow, you know, we wouldn't be able to implement that until 2021 at some point. But the fallout from this coronavirus long term is going to be severe and lengthy. And so, yes, absolutely, there will be a number of people who are going to need access to health care. It also would bring down another $1 billion every year from the federal government, which we are going to need because our health care system is taking a huge hit. We could have used the money before. We're going to need it even more as we go forward.
That is Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. Governor, thank you so much, and good luck with all these challenges ahead of you.
Appreciate that, Jeremy. You take care.